You are listening to a tarot consultation on the Spirit Keepers Archive with Sarah Haskins.
Welcome back to the Spirit Keepers Archive, your go-to podcast for insightful tarot consultations and spiritual exploration. Today, we're going to hear from Michael. I'm going to read his email and then do a quick mini tarot consultation for insight into his situation. I'm going to show you how the tarot serves as a mirror into your own consciousness and how it sparks your imagination and your intuition in order to find the answers that are already buried within. And at the end of the episode, I'll give you some takeaways to think about or journal about. Let's search the archive.
But first, a quick disclaimer. Tarot consultations offer insights by tapping into the unconscious, revealing uncanny revelations. They provide valuable insights, offer a different perspective, and identify the energy surrounding a situation. However, it is crucial to recognize that all decisions and actions stemming from the guidance of the cards are the sole responsibility of the querent.
Okay, here we go. Michael writes, "Dear Sarah, I hope this message finds you in a moment of strength. I'm reaching out for some guidance and seeking insight through a tarot consultation, as I'm grappling with a challenging situation. Recently, I discovered that my wife had an affair with a coworker and close friend during a New Year's party that I could not attend due to being down with COVID. Unfortunately, my friends were aware of the situation, but decided not to inform me at the time. In the following weeks, I noticed a growing distance between us, and my wife's behavior became increasingly concerning. My curiosity led me to discover that she not only engaged in inappropriate discussions, but had also been involved in a physical relationship with that coworker from the New Year's incident. Confronting both my wife and the coworker confirmed the truth. Now I'm in a state of uncertainty about the future of our marriage and struggling with trust issues, not only with my wife, but also with my friends who knew about the affair and did not tell me. I'm seeking advice on how to navigate this complex situation and whether there's a path forwards towards rebuilding trust, as I don't want to get a divorce from my wife. Thank you for your time and guidance. Thank you for your time and any guidance you can offer. Michael." Well, Michael, that is a very tough situation, and I am more than happy to pull a couple of cards around your situation and give you a little bit of guidance. Okay, Michael, I focused on your situation, shuffled and set an intention, and then I pulled the Three of Wands and the Ace of Wands. And I gotta say, these were two challenging cards, but I have figured out a way to interpret them to help with your situation. And that is one of the great things about the tarot, is that when it feels like a challenging reading, like the advice is not super obvious, it really forces you to look at things from a different perspective and see how the situation unfolds. So anyway, let's get started. I'll start with the Three of Wands. The Three of Wands typically indicates a need to keep pushing forward in order to achieve results. It is a reminder that there are many times along the path where it feels as though the time and the investment that we've put into something has come to nothing, and it can prompt us to really want to give up. But the Three of Wands warns against doing that. It's saying that the time and effort you've put in is culminating in the first signs of a payoff. So if you're trying to forgive your wife and your friends, think about what steps have you taken to do so? What have you tried? And since you indicated in your email that you do not want to get a divorce, you want to be able to forgive and build trust and move forward, and you're struggling with that, this is saying that if you begin to put in real effort towards that, or if you have started already putting in real effort towards that, you're going to start seeing some of those returns. When the Three of Wands shows up in a consultation about a relationship that's struggling, it's often trying to highlight the need for a third party to intervene or assist. So that could be in the form of a counselor, a mediator, a religious counsel, or even a lawyer, just to see what your options are. An objective third party can enable you to see a different and more positive future for yourselves and your relationship. And it could put your relationship back on track. There are a lot of people every day that work towards rebuilding their marriages and building trust and forgiveness and boundaries, etc. I know that in this difficult time, you're probably feeling betrayed and hurt, maybe a little bit embarrassed by the actions of your wife and your friends. And it's very hard to see a positive income or a way forward. But the Three of Wands wants you to ask yourself to have a different perspective and think about what new opportunities lie ahead for you because of this situation. Reframe your thoughts around this situation, and that can help you find some answers. New opportunities could be anything from getting a new job to relocating to a new town, or seeking professional guidance for you and your partner and getting to know each other again and building back your bond even stronger than ever. It could be an opportunity for you to grow yourself as a partner and examine your needs in a healthy relationship and solidify your boundaries and learn how to communicate this to your chosen person, to your wife. It could mean finding a new social circle or taking up a hobby that introduces you to new friends that you can build better trust with. The tarot is all about looking at possibilities that you may not have thought of or seeing perspectives in yourself that have remained hidden. The Three of Wands often signifies a certain type of foresight as well. It's all about your hard work being put out into the world, and you're starting to see your, quote, ships coming in. That's often the phrase that's used with the Three of Wands, seeing your ships coming in. And so it's the idea of you winning and gaining ground. So in the context of your situation, it may suggest that you're at a point where you are assessing the aftermath of the affair and contemplating the future of your relationship, which you are. And when you look at this card, the man who is standing in this card is standing on solid ground, which symbolizes a very stable foundation on which to make decisions. So if the foundation of your relationship with your wife is strong, then there is the opportunity to rebuild. Examine the foundations of your relationships with everyone involved, including your friends who didn't tell you what was going on. How are the foundations of those relationships? Are they strong? Are they weak? Do you want to solidify them, or are you ready to let them go? If you want to move forward with your wife, there's a lot you're going to have to let go of. If you don't want to move forward with your wife, there's a lot you're going to have to let go of. Whenever a challenging situation like this comes up and we need to make decisions to get through it, you're going to have to give something up to get something. All right, now let's talk about the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is always indicative of exciting new beginnings, drive, inspiration, and growth. So in a consultation on a struggling relationship, the Ace of Wands is a sign to find a fresh point of connection. In order to move forward, there will need to be a period of releasing past issues and focusing on future opportunities to improve your relationship potential. When I do tarot consultations, it's always aimed at the person who provided the inquiry, not the others involved. So I'm not speaking to your wife or your friends, because the Ace of Wands indicates that this situation has the ability to provide you with a strong desire to bring about self-discovery and enlightenment. It indicates that you have the opportunity for a fresh start and a new beginning in your life. If you can harness your inner strength and use this challenging experience as like a catalyst for personal growth and positive change, you are going to reap many benefits. Many times in our lives, we get stuck in routine and we forget the things that fire us up, and we get stuck in comfort and safety. Our brains literally look for comfort and safety nonstop. It's always looking for the path of least resistance. And when we are faced with challenging situations that we have to make life-altering decisions around, we have to push past the idea that the path of least resistance is always the way forward. You're going to have to do some deep dives into your personal growth and what you truly want. So I pulled two cards, and they are both in the Suit of Wands, which we know corresponds to the element of fire. And so these two fire cards are feeding each other. And this situation has the potential to really light a flame inside your soul. An exercise that might be helpful to you that I have used in many challenging situations in my life is to get out a piece of paper and a pen, set a timer for 10 minutes, and take 10 minutes to write down every single thought you have about this situation and write them all down as statements. So for example, your first couple might be, my wife cheated on me. I'm angry with my wife. My friends knew about it. My friends are jerks for not telling me. My wife doesn't care about me. And you're going to write for 10 minutes straight and do not stop until the timer goes off, especially if you run out of thoughts about the situation. Just start writing down random thoughts, whatever you're thinking, like, this is supposed to be a healing exercise. I'm feeling hungry. My feet are cold. Just keep writing. Doing this and pushing through the part where you feel you have no more thoughts about the situation will force your subconscious to bring forth thoughts that you may not have perceived before. Then, after the timer goes off, it's been 10 minutes, walk away. Have a snack, take a walk, do the dishes, whatever. Then come back to your list and circle only the statements that are true and factual, and cross out any statements that are not true or that are an opinion. So, for example, the true statements that I gave you would be, my wife cheated on me, my friends knew about it. Those are true. Those are facts. And then there's the opinions, or the not necessarily true statements. And those would be, my friends are jerks and my wife doesn't care about me. Those are your opinions. Those are not factual. You cannot say for a fact that every single person on the planet can agree that your wife doesn't care about you or that your friends are jerks. It's not factual. It's an opinion or a feeling inside of you. Once you know the true and factual parts of the situation, you can then begin taking steps to heal or change those things. It's a really good exercise for any tough situation. Knowing the facts of the situation is very, very helpful. So that is my tarot consultation for you today, Michael, and I hope it was very helpful to you and gives you something to think about. Your three takeaways are, number one, the Three of Wands encourages you to plan your next steps carefully. Consider what you want for your future and how to navigate the complexities of your current situation. Number two, the Ace of Wands suggests that you have the inner strength and inspiration to overcome challenges. Harness this energy positively, whether you use it for self-improvement, communication with your wife, or seeking professional help. And number three, taking the time to jot down all your thoughts about your situation is like shining a light on what's really going on inside. After a short break, you can separate the real facts from what just might be your own opinions or guesses. This gives you a clear roadmap for doing something about the real issue and move forward. Thank you for joining me today. Check out the photos of the cards that I pulled for today on my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with tarot or you see something in the cards you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. If you'd like to submit your own inquiry for a mini tarot consultation on this podcast, simply click the link in the bio of my Instagram, the Spirit Keepers Archive. Or you can find the link in the show notes. These readings are at no cost to you. If you found today's episode enjoyable, take a moment to leave a review, follow me on Instagram, or give the podcast a 5-star rating. A touch of good karma can go a long way. Until next time, stay curious. There's magic in this modern world.